You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL. Proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with Harold Fish Mechanical and Building Solutions, and my co-host is Brian Thompson with F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors.
Hello. Hello there.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Our guest today is Kathy Heckert with Hickory Ridge Stone.
Materials. It's simple. Stone. That's what we do. Hickory Ridge Stone.
Perfect.
Okay, well, we're done with the show now.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
So, Kathy, I met you at the home show back in February. Seems like eons ago. And we were talking, and I said, you need to come on the radio show. You'd never been on the radio show before.
Not been on. Ooh. I appreciate the invitation.
So hazing begins now.
Hazing starts.
No. Please don't be mean to me.
We won't. We're never mean. Tell us a little bit about Hickory Ridge Stone.
Little history. Our family has actually been in the Indiana limestone business for over 20 years.
Wow.
So Hickory Ridge Stone grew out of a request from our customers for something with color.
What? Limestone has no color?
I know. Limestone? It's near and dear to my heart, but no, it doesn't.
Nor can you make it have it.
No, exactly. So, hey, you know, do you have this? Do you have this? And the answer was always no. Mm-hmm. And I don't like to tell people no when they're calling to spend money with us. So my brother actually and I run this, Ernie Baker, and we just kind of, you know, sitting at dinner one night over pizza and beer, Hickory Ridge Stone. There it is.
Done.
So we offer different colors, different kinds of stones from all over the country.
Wow.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Different types of stone, I assume?
Sandstones, some dolomitic stones, some granites from out east. So a little bit of everything.
Wow.
So tell me what applications you would use. Any way you want? Some of the stone different things?
Literally.
What are some of the things that people use these for?
We offer lots of different products. Landscaping stones. Mm-hmm. So you've got pavers, you've got flagging, you've got steps. Anything that you would want to do with outside, boulders, everything.
Okay.
The very popular now are the boulder fountains.
We don't do the fountains. We leave that up to the
You have the boulders. Somebody else can drill a hole
exactly.
for
them. We can even drill a hole for them. But if they want to put the mechanics and the guts in to make the little bubbly, then we can provide the materials. We just don't have the fountain part of it.
That's easy part. Finding the boulder and getting the boulder to your house, and then you get it there and you're like, wow.
Well, and getting the hole,
that's what I'm saying. You get it there and you're like, wait a minute, I need a hole in here.
I need a hole. We can do the hole for you.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
So landscaping products as well as building products for commercial, residential. Mm-hmm. We do full depth material, which is your typical 4-inch stuff, as well as thin veneer, which has gotten really popular the last few years. So everything.
It's a lot easier to put on for the layman.
Way easier to put on.
And it's not nearly as heavy to handle on the house.
No, exactly. That's when you put that stuff on, you don't have to have the brick ledge. You can use it inside. So people like it to do behind their fireplace in an existing home. So you buy a home, you're going to remodel. Mm-hmm. You don't like what the fireplace looks like. Pull that out, thin veneer. You've got a brand new look.
That, and I've also seen a lot of it going into kitchens now.
Like a backsplash. Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't recommend it behind my stove because I know when I show off my mad cooking skills, I fling stuff everywhere.
That's right, because you are a mad scientist.
Mad something. You can't really wipe off natural stone you can a nice smooth tile.
Right.
So I wouldn't recommend it there, but if you have a really cool bar or something that you want to highlight inside columns, accent wall, it's perfect for that.
Ooh. Yes. And they like stone because they like the different texture it brings to the interior of the house. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm sure as a realtor, you're seeing this a lot
Well, and stone it's one of those things that tends to be a little more ageless.
Exactly.
Rather than, you know, wallpaper, which, wallpaper is really a popular thing too right now, but stone just kind of ages and it fits with so many different styles of furnishing. So it's a much more neutral.
It is.
It's just, it's nice.
And be there for a long time.
Yeah.
I know when I walk into a home and I see wallpaper.
Yeah.
But when I walk in, I see a really pretty stone fireplace. Right. Very nice.
Oh, yeah.
So it appeals to everyone.
Yeah. Yeah. And it sounds like it's a lot more versatile than what it people is. Have come to believe.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I mean, like we were saying, you know, yeah, a lot of people see it as an accent on the exterior of their house, mm-hmm. especially in landscaping right. and things mm-hmm. like that, and retaining walls mm-hmm. and that, like, but to be on the interior, mm-hmm. you didn't see that 30 years ago.
No.
Unless it was a brick fireplace.
Exactly.
And then it was the traditional red or gold brick. Or black bricks.
Yeah. Yes, and you have to have the foundation underneath it to hold that. The thin veneer, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, you buy a home, you don't like what the fireplace looks like, pull out what's there, replace it with thin veneer, and you've got a brand new look.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've never thought about doing is putting a veneer on I have a funky corner wall in my house that's mm-hmm. got my fireplace,
okay. mm-hmm.
which I'm not a fan of, but it would be really nice to have it just as mm-hmm. all the way up, just be a thin veneer, mm-hmm. and then it would look to me like more like a cool fireplace.
Right,
right.
Fireplace that was stuck in the corner.
And the thin veneer comes in flats
mm-hmm.
that are flat, and then they also come in a corner piece.
Okay.
So you can wrap your corners.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
You know, you've got a really nice clean look.
Yeah, I saw that recently on a DIY kind of show, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I always wondered how they did the corners.
It's cool. I mean, they set it literally like tile. So if you can set bathroom tile, you can set this stuff.
Wow.
Yeah, they use the spacers and everything.
Yes. You come back in. And they bring in what I call a giant icing bag, and they fill in where the joints are, clean them up, bam, it's done.
Yeah. Now you provide the stone. Do you also have connections to people that can install this?
We do have some connections. We don't do it ourselves, mm-hmm. but we know, you know, a lot of some people subs. In the area.
Yeah.
They can work
That's
it.
Because this is one of those things that I know I would totally fall into this trap because I feel like I have some mad building skills.
The key word is mad.
And I would go, oh, yeah, I could do that easily.
Right.
And I would get probably a quarter of the way into the project and go, we need to hire
Never mind.
I need to call Candy back.
Yeah.
Okay, who can come and fix this?
Yeah, now it's not a DIY, it's fix it.
Exactly. Because I think people think that, especially when they see it on a DIY show.
Oh, yeah. Well, they make it look so easy.
Oh, yeah, I can do that.
I would recommend trying it out on an area that you're not actually going to look at or see.
Right, like a closet.
Yeah.
The interior of a closet.
Yeah, or even outside where you can tear it down. It's no big deal before you do it on your house. If you don't think you can do it, then I would recommend a professional.
Well, and I think that there's a huge variety of the types of stone you can get you know, the look you want it to get. Do you want it to be really rustic? Do you want it to be more clean and marble-like or, you know?
Everything. Literally endless. And if you see two types of stone you like, well, I can't decide. We can blend them.
Mm-hmm.
So literally.
Ooh. Really?
You know, what kind of look do you want? Right.
Yeah.
It's I can't possibly even get everything on our website.
No,
do
I mean, it would be helpful for people to find things in magazines and things that they like and bring it in and say, this is kind
Very
of the
helpful.
Look that I'm looking for,
yes.
or I want this but in this color or this
Pinterest,
style.
Bring it in.
Pinterest, send it to me, send me a picture and an email.
Yeah.
We most likely can match it or get really close.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, that's a great idea.
It's very cool.
So then you help with the design work as well, or...
We, again, like to leave that to professionals.
Right, okay.
I'm sure you have some opinions, though.
I have some opinions, like the backsplash. Don't put it behind your stove.
Sure.
Because,
you know,
so yes, I will give them that kind of advice. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't recommend, you know, this here or this there, maybe this instead of this.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Okay.
Design.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Well, we're going to take a quick break, but when we come back, we'll talk more to Kathy Heckert about Hickory Ridge Stone and what else we can do with it.